You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In a story we touched on at the beginning of the hour, the profiles of candidates standing in several Māori ward elections were missing from booklets given to enrolled voters intended to inform their votes. In response to the missing candidate profiles, the PSA, Te Pukenga Here Tikanga Mahi, the Public Service Association representing public servants, has called on the government to move the responsibility for running these elections out of the hands of private companies and back to the Electoral Commission. I spoke to the PSA's acting Kaihautū Māori, Masia Puru, to discuss the PSA's view on the missing candidate information and its implications.
What has happened with these Māori wards in the local elections? There's been information that's been missing. I'd love you to speak on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, what we do know is that there are missing information in both the Whanganui, Tiki and South Wairarapa, but we are aware that there could be more. We do know that there's actually candidates in Nelson that this is affected as well. So the problem here is that we've got missing information for candidates who are standing in the local body elections for Māori wards.
And this is coming at the same time as the referenda happening on the Māori wards. With that broader impact at play, how significant is this?
Oh, this is huge. We're extremely concerned of the system, the integrity of our candidate election and the referenda that is going on at Māori wards. But most importantly, the voters' rights to hear from all candidates who are standing in this year's election at councils before making their informed decision on who they want to vote for. So we're saying that this has just been obscured and it's a vital process for voters, you know, when they're voting. To be honest with you, it's not a good look. It's really bad for democracy. Complete disregard for Māori rights in the local elections. And to be fair, it's probably a classic example of inequality that we've experienced, seen and continue to see for Māori in Aotearoa.
Do we know at all why this has happened?
Absolutely no idea, other than there is a private company that was doing this mahi and this work, and we've understood that that was contracted out to them to do, and someone needs to be held accountable for this. At the moment, the PSA has, as you know, written to both the ministers, our Minister of Justice, Paul Goldsmith, and Simon Watt, their local government minister, to try and see if we can ask the Electoral Commission to take over the running of the local elections. Giving them responsibility and proper resourcing to run the election will help deliver more consistent results across the country and accountability that New Zealanders deserve. That's our request, and we've asked to meet with them both to discuss our solutions, because someone needs to be held accountable and something needs to happen in order to resolve it.
A lot of people probably aren't aware that our local elections are ran through private companies oftentimes. How often does this create issues or flaws, do you think?
Look, you know, one council missing information could be seen as a mistake, but three or more, potentially, that's a catastrophe, and we've never seen that in New Zealand in local body elections before.
Do you feel like this coming at the same time as the referenda could be important for this mistake? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. One, people are voting to keep Māori wards. Two, they get to elect their candidates for the Māori wards. So it's an impact hugely for Māori that want to, you know, obviously vote for the right candidates. They don't have that information now in these booklets. I guess that they'll need to look at a solution in order to meet the candidate's ability to stand and be voted for. You know, New Zealanders have the right to understand who they are and who they want to vote for.
There has been talk about the impact of the missing information on the outcomes of not just the ward elections, but also the referenda as a whole. Some people have called for the cancelling of the referenda for this election. Do you feel like that's appropriate?
I look, at the end of the day, I think it's up to our people to stand up and advocate for that, if that's what they want to do. It seems fair. The process at the moment has discriminated against those that are standing in councils. We're concerned about that. We're also concerned that people don't have the information in order to vote for their candidates, that they want to stand for their councils, particularly for Māori wards in this case. So, yes, I mean, at the end of the day, it will be up to the people to decide whether they want that to be done. And, you know, that's democracy.
For the PSA, what would it mean to have these elections nationalised?
I want to stress the fact that New Zealanders, all New Zealanders, including Māori, have the right to vote at any local body elections for council. The referenda is definitely significant and hugely important to us and our members across the councils that we represent. They also deserve to be in the communities, talking to people that they want to talk to, but also supporting the fact that they get to vote on the information that they've received. And we don't believe that that's happened at all for Māori wards and Māori candidates standing.
And not just the letters to the ministers, but the PSA sent out information to their own members as well.
Yes, that's correct. So, you know, we believe that our members have the right to understand in those areas who they want to vote for. This is our way of supporting that and getting behind the democracy that they deserve in Aotearoa.
That was the PSA's acting Kaihutsu Māori, Marcia Peru, discussing the missing candidate information. An update, according to RNZ reporting, a printing error was identified and has been owned by an electoral officer for the private electoral service provider, Election NZ.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.